Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
And that dog first boat, all that duck's had to fly off its keys. They've taken a really tight line around here and they look like they've got quite a bit of clear water. Although, having said that, LMBC have disappeared around here. That's down to, they're pretty much on station, I'd say. Keys very tight to this corner. They look very together as they go past me. LMBC, as expected, sounding really want this one. They've got this down to about a length, if that, and they're going to be pushing all the way around Grassy, I can tell you that much. Pembroke here as we go, they look like they might be falling off Downing a tiny bit, and they've got about three lengths I'd say behind them to Jesus M1. They're looking very together, not too much flash coming off their blades. Jesus M1 here who's double rigged, and it looks like it's not paying off. They're down to a length ahead of first and third, who look like they're going to really push for this one. They look pretty exhausted already, in all honesty, but they are powering through. They're closing that gap every stroke. Now it's a long way back to Queen's M1 here. They're going to not have any chance of catching up with first and third. They might have a bit of a job to stay ahead of St. Cat's M1, although Cats have their own battle with Claire, who have got this one down to about a length coming into the gut. There's a lot of splash going on here. Will, do you have something up at Plough Reach?
Downing and LMBC are just coming past me now. Downing have got it down to 2 whistles. And behind Downing, Pembroke has still got a length and a half to make up. But Downing are looking for revenge on LMBC. A lot of people were very surprised about LMBC bumping up on Downing. So it looks like they're going to try and go for it again.
Good to know. Thanks, Will. That means that we'll be made to watch out for that one at Dixon. We've got Price going past me just now. They're quite a way off the pace here of King. We look like they might go for Claire. Then we've got a big, big gap after Price. We've got Churchill here. This must mean that Peterhouse has bumped Emma. Getting close corner. Maeve, you've got something down at Dixon.
Yeah. So Pembroke have just got one whistle on Downing, but the same distance between Downing and LMBC is very hard to call. Downing are gaining, I think.
Right,
the three are very close. Back to you, Will.
Okay, back on the Plough Reach, and Claire in their incredible lycra are going to get Cats, I reckon. They are on 3 whistles. They're taking a very wide line. Back to Rahul.
To Rahul, Maeve bumps it because all I can see is Selwyn. Maeve.
So it looks like first and third are going very hard on Jesus. Less than half a length now. It looks like overlap from here. I think they'll get them on the reach.
Good to know. Will, have
Emma?
You got anything down at the plough?
No, all the interesting action has gone past me now, but if you go to Dissert on the long reach, then you might get Claire on St. Cat.
Everyone on long reach.
Hi there, here on long reach, there's quite a bit of action as the top 6 boats are going past us now. Our main boats are up on Jesus, it's down to the campus, there's 3 whistle flags. There seems to be imminent bump coming from them there, but there's still a lot of push, and Jesus appears to be pulling away. The top 4 boats have bunched up to the dinner legs of each other, but no bumps yet. What are you seeing on Tishon, mate? Claire have overlapped with St. Cat. It looks like they're about to bump, just going up onto the reach. Very dramatic. I think they'll get it, but it's not there yet. Yeah, mate, I think that they're passing me now, and they're actually within touching distance of each other. Claire, actually, the St. Cat are pulling away slightly as they move over to the straight, and their comp is taking a left-hand line to try and move further away from Claire, but you can probably hear the bells and the whistles through there. I've noticed King's the space between all both of them, but they're really pushing through, and it looks like they might be going either for an overbump or a bump on Claire. Will, on Grassy, what can you see lower down the division?
Robinson's sandwich boat are going to have the inside line on Selwyn going into Ditton. They had 2 whistles. They may get the bump coming around Ditton if Robinson steer a good line. Selwyn are going very, very wide, but they're just going out of my field of view. You may want to pass on to Ditton or someone on the link reach.
Yeah, here at Ditton, Selwyn are rowing hard and, being gained on. But there's still at least a boat length between them. I think Selwyn are pushing away. Emma? Oh no, it's here.
Yep. I think that maybe I'm long leaning on Selwyn now. Up to you, Emma.
Sorry, mate. I'm over here on long reach. I can confirm that Claire has bumped up on St. Cat. So that's the first. Am I right thinking that's the first bump we've seen in this division? It's absolutely amazing. They're halfway down the long reach, just where it turns into view of the bridge. There is another two boats pulled over to the left hand side. I can't quite see who those are. But now coming down the long reach, a Selwyn M1 and Robinson M1, and Robinson are putting up a fight. Selwyn is trying to pull away. They're really contending with this bump, but there's about maybe three quarters of a boat length between it. But the width of these boats as they come down the long reach is what's making a big difference. Robinson are pulling over to the left, but they may have to move in because there's a family of moorhens in the way, as well as all of the boats that are pulled over to the left-hand side. I'm just trying to see if I can keep a look. Yes, there is more boats pulled over further up the river, and I can't quite see from where I am what colour their blades are and which bumps have occurred. But Rahul, if you can just tell us what you think's happened so far further down the division, I'll confirm who this bump is now.
Brilliant, Emma, thanks for that. So if you run down there and quick get us a confirmation, the only bump I think I've heard for definite are Claire bumping up on St. Cat. We've got further down the division, Pete House definitely bumping up on Emma and Maudlin bumping up on Fit. We really want to hear about Robinson and Selwyn. Also, I'm quite interested to hear if anyone's seen Churchill down the river, because I think that they might have been going for an overbump on Christ at one stage.
Will,
what can you tell us?
Churchill rowed past me on the plow reach and we're nowhere near anyone. I think they're probably going to row over.
Okay, that sounds like that one might be fixed down then. Maeve, do you have any more information for us?
No, I don't know. Rowing past me here are Fit. And it looks like they're rowing over quite calmly. Emma?
And
oh, no, they're not rowing over. I think they've gotten bumped. Emma,
what have you found out?
So I've just raced down to the sort of midpoint of the long reach here, and I can see that first and third have bumped up on Jesus M1. They've just pulled over to the other side of the river now to collect their foliage from the bank party, whereas Jesus M1 has stayed over on the left-hand side, looking slightly dejected. Similar story for Claire, who are just in front of me here, having pulled over as well. There is another boat further up. It looks like they might have purple blades. So it looks like maybe Downing has been involved in a bump. I'll have to move further up the river to confirm that a bit more, so maybe you can come back to me later, Val.
Emma, absolutely. Bomb it down to the bottom of the river. See if you can find out what colour those blades are. It sounds like there's a lot of action on long reach. We've now just managed to confirm that first and third bumping up on Jesus M1, which means that the double rigging from Jesus M1 has not paid off on the river today. It'll be very interesting to hear about that Downing boat. Has that Downing boat managed to snatch revenge on LMBC M1, or has Pembroke managed to take over there? Emma, are you anywhere near those boats?
Yes, I am, and if I'm right in thinking that they are Downing blades, then I think that they're not pulling in to grab some foliage. They might have been bumped, but I'm with some spectators who might have seen what happened. Is that the Downing boat just there?
Yes, they were bumped.
They were bumped. So Pembroke M1 bumped up on Downing. Yes.
Right.
It's been confirmed by some friends of Cam FM. Yes. Okay,
wonderful.
So we'll call that.
And Emma, just the last one. Did you find out anything about Kings and Christ?
Unfortunately, no news on Kings and Christ, but Christ really were pursuing Kings quite hotly. I'm going to race down to the tent now and get those confirmed results for you.
Okay.
It's an absolutely incredible long race here, so I'll go see what I can find out.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot, Emma. So, with that in mind, I'll give you our provisional rundown of what we think happened in the M1 division today. We think Keys M1 rode over. We think LMBC M1 also rode over at the top. We believe Pembroke actually got a bump on Downing, so Pembroke on for Blades after two races. Jesus are going to be on for Spoons after first and third bumped up on them. Queens, we think, must have rode over in the middle there. I think Cats got bumped by Claire. We're not quite sure about Kings M1 and Christ M1. There might have been a bump there. They were looking very tight, but all we can say for certain is we'll call it a row over for now, but Emma might have some more news on that later. Peter House and Emma bumped. We've got Churchill rowing over. Maudlin bumped. and Robinson and Selwyn, again, we haven't quite got the information on at the bottom of that division, but it looked like they might have been going for a row over.
97.2 Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
Right, we're going to head down to the Riverside now for the final time on May Bumps 2015, day two. Emma, hello.
Hello, yes, it's great to be here for the final time. I have the confirmed results for the M1 division now for you. Are you ready, Jack?
I am indeed. I am waiting with bated breath.
Okay, fantastic. Well, it's well worth it because we have a lot of spoons and blades on at this stage in the M1 division, which is quite surprising considering how... well, how tight it is with these few boats. So, I'll start from the very top. Keys M1 are still retaining the headship, having rowed over. Lady Margaret M1 rowed over two. Downing M1 got bumped by Pembroke M1, so they're both on for spoons and blades, respectively. Jesus M1 were bumped by first and third M1, putting them down for spoons. Queen's M1 rowed over. St. Catherine's M1 were bumped down by Claire M1. Again, they're on for spoons. King's M1 rowed over. Christ M1 rode over. Emmanuel M1 were bumped down by Peterhouse M1, who was out on for their blades. Churchill M1 rode over. Fitzwilliam M1 were bumped by Magdalen M1. Again, they're on for spoons. Darwin M1 rode over, and Robinson M1 rode over.